the budget meeting to order. Before we get started, everybody will get a chance to have their comments at the end of the meeting. I just want to throw that out at y'all.
That's right. Our most kind grace and heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to watch over us as we trying to get the budget settled for the county, that we can do it, and everything we do it in your will. Lord, we also ask a special prayer for our county during this hurricane, and just put your hedge around our county and everybody that's affected by it. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Dwayne?
Yes, sir. Let's go to the jacket you do to the equipment.
No.
You don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Thank you. Let's look at the proposed budget. Let's go over it.
Oh, can you pay attention to the handout that you're giving?
Based on the actual budget that we worked up. You know, obviously you can't go through all that on a hearing day. If anybody has any questions, I'll be glad to field anything. But no. What we ended up with is staying with the 9.8 millage. We built this budget around that in general. That's your ad valorem. And in recreation and library, the 0.5, which is what the proposed budget was. Remember the proposed millage that you approved back in July.
Yep, July.
Was 10.0.
Yep.
But we were tapped to try to bring it in at the 9.8, which is what the last year's millage rate was. And that's what we did, is brought it in at that. And the emergency management Fund 150, that millage is 3.2, which is what was left for us.
I'll just add on that, the 9.8, the reason we was able to do that is because county property values increased, which allowed us to stay at 9.8 mills, and it would give us enough funding to balance the budget with covering the increases of your workers' comp insurance, which was your greatest, your property insurance, and then raises on the minimum rate increase by federal mandates. Every year we're working to get to that $15 by October 1 of 2026. So this year gets you $1 closer to that. You got a couple more years after this one.
Any questions or anything, or anything that we can answer?
So we good at the 9.8?
We're balanced at the 9.8. It could be.
We could always use more money. Okay, I'm not saying that we can't use more money, but we are trying to keep it.
Keep it as low as we can for the citizens.
Get the job.
There you go. And I think the citizens appreciate that, all the hard work and hours y'all have put in to make this happen.
Dwayne and Paul did a lot of the legwork this year, a lot, because we were tied up a lot. And we worked together, obviously, but they did a lot of the grunt work, and they did a good job. They did a wonderful job.
It was a team effort, sir.
Just for clarity, the property tax, we don't control what the property is assessed and values. We don't control that.
So in other words, if y'all's property taxes go up, that ain't the five of us doing it. That's the state of Florida doing it. Yeah, well, you can call us, but hopefully you understand.
Any good?
We're good.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Brenda's going to do the reads of resolutions and ask for the
question. Good evening, Mr. Chairman and Board. First off, I just want to thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart for what you guys have done for me and my family. I'll try not to go too far, but it is an honor to have such an amazing team that picked up my slack while I was out with my family. And all of you for what you have done for my family. So thank you all from the bottom of my heart. So after that, we are going to read our resolution to adopt our tentative millage rate. So I'll read that by number and all of the resolutions. We have to have that read two times just for public. This is our tentative, so we'll kind of start with that. Resolution number 2023-94, Dixie County, Florida. A resolution establishing the tentative millage rate in Dixie County, Florida for fiscal year commencing October 1st of 2023, providing for an effective date. Whereas the Dixie County Property Appraiser has certified a tax roll, and whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, on September 7th of 2023, adopted the fiscal tentative budget rate following a public hearing that was required by Florida Tax Rule 200.065, and whereas the gross taxable value for the operating purposes not exempt from taxation within Dixie County has been certified by the property appraiser to the Board of County Commissioners as $736,948,001. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, that the tentative operating millage rate for fiscal year commencing October 1st, 2023, shall be 9.8000 mills in the general fund, 3.200 mills in the emergency medical service fund, and 0.5000 mills in the library and recreation fund. The total fiscal year operating millage rate is 13.5000 mills, which is an increase over the rollback rate of 12.2447 mills by 10.25%. This resolution will take effect immediately upon adoption. Resolved this day in public hearing, the 7th day of September 2023, by majority vote of the Dixie County Board of County Commissioners. And I would like to ask if you would vote on that at this time.
Motion.
Second.
We got a motion from Mr. Hatch, second from Mr. Osteen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And could we have a time? That's 5:08.
It was a 5-0 vote. It was a 5-0.
Thank you for that. Okay, next we will be addressing resolution adopting our tentative budget for this year. I'll read the whole thing by resolution by number.
Mm-hmm.
Dixie County, Florida Resolution 2023-95. A resolution adopting tentative budget for fiscal year 2023-2024. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida has this 7th day of September 2023 held a public hearing to adopt its tentative budget for the tax year beginning October 1st of 2023. And whereas said public hearing has duly advertised as provided by Florida Statute 200.065, and whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida set forth the appropriations and revenue estimate for the budget of fiscal year 2023-2024, in the amount of $72,647,690. And now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, that the tentative budget for fiscal year commencing October 1st of 2023 regarding the General Fund, Communications, County Ordinance 2004-3, Port Facilities Fund, Cross City Airport Fund, Fire District Fund, Recreation and Lottery Fund, County Transportation Trust Fund, Ship Fund, Solid Waste Fund, Emergency Medical Services Fund, Law Enforcement Trust Fund, Emergency 911 System, and Impact Fee Fund, be it and said hereby adopted. resolved this day in public hearing, the 7th day of September 2023, by majority vote of the Dixie County Board of County Commissioners. And I would like to ask if you would vote on that as well.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Five ten. Okay, thank you.
I got something for you. On this $72,647,000, I know that's our budget, but in that also there's $38,993 in grants that is allocated money.
Yes.
So
we have $3,800 million worth of grants for the county out of that $72 million that we just talked about. Close to $40 million of that is grant for our county. So we have a very blessed county to have to take care of us. Yes, sir.
Okay, that was it. I just wanted to clarify that because that is a big number. But
yes.
That ain't money that we can just put anywhere.
Right. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Brimes.
Ms. Wood, you have any comments?
No, sir. Sure not on this.
Hatch?
Just thank Dwayne's team, Paul, and
yes.
Ms. Brenda, Ms. Jackie, and Barbie for
all their hard work on this. It's
been challenging, and I think y'all done a good job, and I truly appreciate it.
Ms. Christine?
I want to thank everybody that was involved with that. You help our do our job a lot easier, and we so appreciate everything y'all do for us and our citizens in town. Thank you again.
Mr. Speaker?
I appreciate everybody that's working on that, but also we need to be looking to try to get our employees that's outside working some more money. I mean, they're the lowest paid guys in anybody of the county around. We got to do something. You can't, I went to the grocery store the other day and got a half a buggy of groceries and it's almost 7 months. I don't know how they're making it. That's all I got.
I just want to say thank you to all the ones that put hard work into this, because I know it's a lot of hours. Ms. Jackie, Dwayne, Ms. Brenda, Paul, Ms. Martha, a lot of hours. I'm talking about months of hours. Thank y'all very much. Now, public comments. Anybody would like to say anything? Nobody? Are y'all sure? At least I got a smile out of all y'all. Well, I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, and a second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the next regular meeting will start in about 45 minutes.
No. We changed it.
5:30? My bad.
5:30.
In 15 minutes.
Just kidding.
In 15 minutes. 15 minutes.
I'm going to stop that. Can you turn that phone on and we'll restart the regular meeting?